So yeah. Good morning and welcome to our very last service in Hartwell Park. And so I know, so I'm so glad that you are here. And if you are online, I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. And I'm glad that you've joined us online, and I'm glad that you've joined us in the park today. And so I'm going to begin this service. Is it loud enough? I'm going to begin this service by sharing with you our mission statement. It says, we are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's exactly what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are giving ourselves the opportunity to feel and to know and to remember that divine presence that lives within us, that is none other than our own divine nature, that is none other than our own spirit. Because as we awaken to our spirit, as we awaken to our own divine nature, we awaken to the presence of love and the presence of peace. We awaken to our own authentic power and our own wholeness. And as we awaken to that, then we come to the world differently. We come to the world, of course, we would prefer that the world is peaceful and reflect peace and love to us, but when it doesn't, it empowers us because we can stand in our own power. We can come from love, we can come from peace, and as we do that, we act as a beneficial presence in this world. And so, we affect our conversations and we affect the relationships, but because it affects everything, because everything is connected to everything else. Everything is a part of the whole, a part of the oneness of humanity. And so I thank all of you for answering this call of your own spirit, to be walking this path, to be making a difference in this world, to be being a beneficial presence. So thank you for that. And so I'm going to invite our practitioner, Carol Borowick, forward. Now she is going to lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to kind of begin to settle into yourself, to turn within and find that place of stillness, that place within you that just is, that is the beingness of you rather than the doingness. And before that invocation, we will be singing or listening to the words of Denise Rosier in the song that we are.
Gratitude for this beautiful day full of possibilities. Gratitude for this wonderful park that we have enjoyed. Gratitude for Living Beyond Limits and for our sacred, loving community. And I know that we are always on sacred ground, wherever we are, because Spirit is always with us, and we are one with it. And that is true for us, and it is true for everyone in this park. It is true for everyone in the world that the goodness and abundance of God is always pouring forth without limit. All we need to do is say yes, yes to life. And today we celebrate life. We celebrate being together. And I know that Reverend Jennifer's message touches every heart this morning. If there is anyone that is carrying some community. And so this morning, I just know that we go forward in joy and joyful anticipation of a wonderful new day. I bless everyone here, everyone that is part of our community, and everyone who is going to be part of our community. And I say thank you, Spirit. And so it is. Good morning, everybody. This morning I chose a reading from 365 Days of Richer Living by Ernest Holmes and Raymond Charles Barker. And it's entitled, My Universe is Flexible. Change is the law of human experience, for only God is permanent. The infinite mind is forever conceiving new ideas, and the infinite law is forever producing new forms. In the midst of this flexibility, I live, move, and have my being. Life is consciousness flowing through forms, but never restricted by forms. Therefore, the situations in the world cannot restrict me for long. The instant I think a new thought, a new form begins to appear. I now dedicate myself to spiritual flexibility. Freely and joyously, I let life flow through my experience, bringing new events to pass. Situations and people come into my life to bless me, and in their own season go forth from my life blessed by me. I am a growing consciousness in God, and better conditions are constantly appearing for me to appreciate. As I let go of the old, the new appears. I open my whole being to changes for the better. I am flexible and pliant to all forms of good. God is continuously bringing new ideas into my mind and new events into my world. This is the joy of living. And so it is.
Are you sure this is loud enough? You can all hear with the music and stuff? Okay. Does anybody need to move so they can hear? You good? And so, like I said, this is our last week in the park, and next week we will be at Skylinks Golf Course in what they call their Sky Room. And so, in honor of this transition that we are making here today, I am talking about transition and change, and then we're going to do a little ritual or ceremony about us leaving here and moving into our next step. And so whenever we find ourselves in a place of transition, or whenever something changes in our lives, whether it's like the ending of a job, or maybe the ending of your work career, or whether it's the ending of a relationship, or a formal education, or a residence, whether it is you individually or us collectively as Living Beyond Limits, there is always within that change an opportunity and an invitation. An opportunity and an invitation. I'm not sure where I'm supposed to go. Here, let me go here. How's that? Maybe. Thank you, Rebecca. And our last day of me having to move with the sun. So whatever the change is, whether it's a change that you are making individually or that we are making as a community of Living Beyond Limits, there is always an opportunity contained within that change and an invitation to look back in gratitude. To look back and notice what are the gifts that we have received from that thing that we have been in. to look at and recognize and honor those gifts that we've received. And then, as we step forward into what is next, to be intentional about what it is that we are doing. To be intentional about what it is that we want to create as we move forward in our lives. You know, the nature of life is change. We live in this material world that is in constant flux and constant change. And yet, and we have changing thoughts and changing emotions and changing feelings. Everything around us and a lot within us is constantly changing. And yet, there is something within us that is unchanging. There is something within us that is constant, and it is our own spirit. It is our own divine nature. And so the title of my talk today is Start Here. And so let's start here, right with our spirit. And so whatever change you're going through in your life or as a group, that change is part of your spiritual journey. Everything that happens in your life is part of your spiritual journey. And when we are in the midst of a change, of a transition, that change is always a part of us, for us to discover and to be more of who we are. More of who we are in our potential. More of who we are in that invisible realm. More of who we are as a spiritual being. And so Ernest Holmes said, "The spiral of life is upward. Evolution carries us forward, not backward. Eternal and progressive expansion is its law, and there are no breaks in its continuity." It seems to me that our evolution is the result of the unfolding consciousness of that which already is and needs but to be realized to become a fact in our everyday life. We are becoming in this material world what we already are in that invisible realm. That is what life is supporting us in doing. And I know that sometimes when we are in the midst of a change, we don't take time to look back. We don't take time to appreciate or to be in gratitude or to be grateful for what was. And yet, we know that gratitude is the very thing that keeps us in the flow of good. That gratitude opens our hearts and it opens our energetic body so that we are more open to receive the good of life. And gratitude raises our vibration so that it actually matches the good. And then in turn, we attract and draw more of that same vibration of whatever it is that we are appreciating into our lives. As spiritual beings, we actually need to be in gratitude. Because as spiritual beings, gratitude actually returns us to our spirit. Gratitude returns us to the part of us that is cognizant that it is always living in spirit, and that spirit is ever present. Gratitude returns us to the part of ourselves that knows the opulence of life, that recognizes and always knows that life is opulent. It returns us to our spirit, to the beauty and the joy and the magnificence and the love that is the same beauty and joy and magnificence of the divine. It returns us to that place within ourselves. And gratitude is love. It's the same thing. And so as we move through changes in our lives, there is something new on the other side of that change. Perhaps it's a new job, or perhaps it's retirement. Perhaps it's being single or moving to a new home. or maybe just a new way of doing your job that you've done after COVID and all these things have changed. And for Living Beyond Limits, it is moving from the park to this new place of meeting. A place that has heat and air conditioning and walls that block the wind. We get to be indoors. But all of it is part of our journey, and we are all on a journey. We are always on a journey, and every part of that journey supports us. Every change that we go through is a part of that journey. Living Beyond Limits, moving, is part of our spiritual journey. And so we are all on a journey, and on every journey we bring with us our vision, and we bring with us our heart, and we bring with us our values and our intention. And yet sometimes when we're going through a change in our lives, we forget to be intentional. We just kind of bimble along and let life take us wherever it's going and aren't really intentional about what is next and what we want that next thing to look like or to feel like or how we want to be in that. Yet we are the ones that steer the boat. Not choosing, not being intentional is like being in a boat without a rudder. But we are the ones that steer it. We are the ones that create the template in our energetic, in our thinking, in our intention. We create the mold, if you will, for the energy of life to pour itself into. We create a mold or a template of what it is that we want. Life awaits our choosing. It awaits our intention. It awaits us giving it direction. And so it's like having a mold that you can pour porcelain into. You can create a teacup, or you can create a tile backsplash. You can create a statue of Kuan Yin, or you can create a mask to wear to Mardi Gras. Life awaits our decision and our intention in order to fill it like it's a mold. And so you decide what it is that you want next as you're moving through a transition. The energy of life awaits your intention so that it may pour forth. So as one thing ends, then it's really important to choose what it is that you want next. Not just to let life unfold, but to actually choose the direction that you want to go. What you want to create next. And as human beings, we want to feel confident as we move forward in our lives. And when we have a clear intention, when we know what it is that we want, that gives us a sense of groundedness. And it gives us a sense of confidence and a sense of clarity. So when you retire, for example, what is it that you want? Do you want to play golf every day? Do you want to live with a sense of purpose? And if you want to live with a sense of purpose, what is that purpose that you want to live with? Do you want to contribute to humanity? Do you want to spend time with friends or learn something new or learn a new hobby, take up some new hobbies? Or do you want to organize your house? If you don't choose what it is that you want, you may just end up sitting on the couch and watching TV all day, or sitting on your phone and playing games all day. You won't end up at a destination that is satisfying to you if you don't choose where it is that you want to go. Life wants your intention. And so today, this last day in the park, we're going to do some things to express our gratitude and to set an intention. And so you've been given a little piece of paper that has some prompts on it and a pen. If you don't have a paper or a pen, will you raise your hand, please? Thank you. And so we begin with gratitude. We begin with gratitude and honoring and thanksgiving and reverence. For this park has served us for many months during COVID. It has lent us a home and a place to meet. It has allowed us to be together in community and to be together with each other. It has given us shade in the summer when it's hot and sun to warm us when it's been cold. A place to connect with each other, to connect with nature, to connect with our own spirit, and to connect with each other. And so I invite you just to close your eyes for a moment and to ask yourself, what are the gifts that this park has given me over these months? What are the gifts that I have received from being here for Sunday services? And to go ahead and write your answers down. What are the gifts that I've received from being here? Katrina Mayer said, time spent amongst trees is never wasted. And so I invite you to close your eyes. And in fact, what I actually would like you to do is, who in this group is willing to share some of their answers of what gifts you receive from the park? Yeah, Jim, will you stand up when you say it so everybody can hear you?
Less time setting up and tearing down. Trees, squirrels, and dogs playing out here.
Yeah.
Yvonne?
Every time I come here, I feel that our big, calming, loving energy goes up to these trees. And
then hold it for everybody else that comes to the park. So it's a circulation that's going on.
Thank you. Anybody else have anything to add? David, do you have something to add?
Well, it's allowed us to have me to have time with our church family. Mm-hmm. It's given me an exercise of flexibility.
Ah.
And being close to and actually feeling part of me every week.
Nice. Being part of nature. Part of it is being part of nature. It's allowed him to experience being part of nature and flexibility.
Can I tell you how much all of us have had, you and all of us have had to learn flexibility and how much more flexible we have all become because of COVID? Really, I have become so much more flexible. He said that and getting to feel his oneness with nature every single week while we're here together. Nice. So now I invite you to close your eyes again. And then as we leave Hartwell Park and move to Skylinks next week, to ask yourself, what is it that I want to be a part of creating in this new place that we are going? What do I want to be a part of creating? Maybe this is redundant, but maybe it's a little bit different. What is the vision that I hold for Living Beyond Limits at Skylinks? It might be what it feels like or what it looks like. What's the vision that I hold for Living Beyond Limits at Skylinks? And again, listening within, to ask yourself, is there something that I want to leave behind? Is there something that I don't want to take with me as we move to Skylinks? What would I like to leave behind? And the last question is, what gifts do I bring? What gifts do I bring to Living Beyond Limits as we are meeting in this new location? And so my invitation to you this week is that whenever you are moving through a change in your life, experiencing a transition, to embrace the opportunity to set your course. Embrace the opportunity to decide what it is that you want to create, what you want it to feel like, what you want to feel like in it. To set your course and to look back. To look back and honor the gifts that you received, to be in gratitude for those gifts that you have received, and decide what it is you want to feel as you move forward. Set your intention. And know that any change that you are going through is life's intention to unfold itself in a greater way. Every change that happens in your life is life's intention to unfold you as you're more yet to be, as who you are but haven't yet discovered, that life is supporting you in that. And so what I invite you to do now is to stand up, and we're going to make a circle here and do a little ritual. So we're actually going to begin by honoring and giving thanks to Mother Nature. So thank you, Mother Nature. We are grateful for the warmth of the sun that we feel on our skin and the tranquility of the moon with stargazing nights that soothes our mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, Mother Nature, for the beautiful flowers, for the birds' song, the sweet taste of fruits, the greenery of the fields and all the plants. We are grateful for the beautiful seasons, the animal kingdom, the bird kingdom, the beautiful butterflies, fireflies, bees, and dragonflies. Thank you for the rain, the cool breeze, the sea, the ocean, the lakes, and the soil. Mother Nature, thank you for your plants. They sustain us with food, give us medicine to heal our bodies, wood for our shelter, raw materials for clothing. They provide our oxygen. Mother Earth, thank you for the air around us. The pressure keeps us upright and stable, allows us to breathe, and to see the world around us. Thank you for the wind who whispers messages from spirit. Thank you for the fire that keeps us warm and cooks our food. Dear Mother Nature, thank you for your colors, the green of the moss, the blue of the sky, the sparkling white of the clouds, the gold and pinks and oranges of the setting sun. Dear Mother Earth, thank you for your rocks and sands. They help the plants grow, provide homes, and show strength and beauty in the smallest of tokens. Thank you for your water. It sustains all of our bodily functions, cleanses us. It provides hours of entertainment, whether we are playing in it or watching it. Thank you for this life-giving source of energy. Thank you for all beings of the animal kingdom who are our companions, who show us unconditional love and teach us how to play and live close to the earth. Dear Mother Earth, thank you for your support. You have been here for us to stand on, sit on, lie on. Let us be ever more conscious of our choices. Walk ever more gently. Give back constantly. And always be open to hear your messages with an open heart. And we give thanks to the park. Dear park, thank you for providing a home for us to meet. A home and a place for us to connect with nature. Thank you for the shade of the trees in the summer months. Thank you for sharing this place where the birds and the butterflies and the squirrels are active. Thank you, park, for giving us the opportunity to witness the joy in others as they play sports, as they dance, as they play with their dogs. And so we bless this park. We give thanks to this park. And we honor the park. And so what I invite you to do now is we're going to step out of this circle, going through this exit that Jan's standing in. If you go out, and then we're going to create a new circle. Step into this new circle. I invite you to take the hand of the person that's next to you. We recognize the heart connection that we have with each other. We recognize that in this circle, we are home. That we are home with each other. We are home with our own spiritual community. We are home with the divine. And as we move from heart well, park, we take home with us. We bring home with us as we move to Skylinks next week. For home is in the heart, and home is here in this energetic of this beautiful community that we have created. And so I invite you in closing to join me in prayer. And so I give thanks, that's where I begin. I give thanks for this life that we are living. I give thanks for this presence of spirit that carries us and buoys us and leads us and guides us and unfolds itself as our life, and as a life that is filled with abundance and filled with good. And so I recognize that that presence of spirit is everywhere present. Here in the park, here in the animals and the butterflies, here in the trees, and in all the people that are playing sports. For this truly is the activity of the divine, all of it. And so it is with a heart filled with gratitude that we take in the energy from this park. All the players and all the activity and all the joy that has been here this whole time. And we take that joy with us as we move forward. And so I recognize that that presence of spirit is leading us and guiding us to our new location. And that it unfolds itself beautifully there also. And so today we revel in this love, in this community. We revel in nature. We revel in the good of life. And so with that, I give great thanks. And I say, and so it is. Nice. And so the service really isn't over because now it's time for our affirmation. Now time for our offering. So if you brought an offering today, I invite you to bring it forward.
You should ask him to offer.
And if you are continuing to support us online, I thank you for that. So I invite you to join me in a blessing of this offering. Gosh, I have such gratitude for this community, such gratitude for all that we are, such gratitude for the support this community gives this center, therefore we are actually giving each other. And so I bless this offering today, and I bless this community. I bless Living Beyond Limits. And I invite you to join me in sending a blessing out into this world, to every heart and every home, every place of business, every place where decisions are made, with wisdom and abundance and love and peace. And I say, thank you, God, and so it is. And so I think the only invitation I have for you really is that next week we'll be meeting at Skylinks. It's at the corner of Wardlow and Lakewood Boulevard, and I look forward to seeing you there. We get to have live music, which I'm very excited about. I think that my intention is everybody's going to have to wear a mask while we're there. We're still going to sing. We haven't been singing in a long time, so we're going to get to sing. We'll have musicians. They are going to supply us with coffee and water. There's a patio outside, so you can go outside and take your mask off and have coffee, and there's some tables and visit each other outside, and it's going to be really lovely. Stacy Robbins and her family will be there singing with us. I know. And so we're going to actually celebrate family and celebrate community next week. So I look forward to seeing you there. You have something to say, or you're just...
I'm going to have some snacks for after a while, too.
We are not going to be having snacks. Yeah, part of the contract there is that we cannot bring in food. So, and that's okay for now, so that's good. I really think that Skylinks is going to be a temporary thing. I think that we're going to get back solid again. We've been saving money for a long time to get our own place. We were right about at that place when COVID hit. Can I tell you how grateful we all are that we didn't do that before COVID hit? We didn't pay rent this whole year and 8 months or however long it's been. And so as soon as we get back and get strong and solid, so I think this is just a temporary place for us, but it's going to be wonderful. So I'll see you next week. Know that you are loved.